Copy, I'm coming in 77, from Stowe, Ohio, for the count.
Hey, Joe. Joe. Hey, Joe. Joe. Joe.
WSBN 77 from Stowe, Ohio. You better come.
Morning, Ohio. Sheboygan, Michigan. WRZP 544.
There's 554. That's a good news for us in Michigan, are you?
I'm in the tip of the mid of Michigan, sir, here in Sheboygan County, the very tip of Michigan.
I am looking big time over Lake Erie right now. I don't even know which computer I'm hitting.
Roger that. I'm currently on MI-8 Sheboygan repeater. 675, Roger.
Yeah, I'm not sure which repeater I'm even hitting, but I'm in Stowe, Ohio, which is down by Akron.
You have a pleasure to make your appointment. Enjoy your day and be safe out there. WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Nice talking to you. Must be some good atmosphere reception or something going on. So, take it easy. WSN 727 out.
Joe. Joe Vaughn. Jovan, Isaiah.
Jovan! IZP 544, we are mobile, Sheboygan County.
Station,
this is 60 Sierra Echo Hotel 82. WRZP 544, hope you have a wonderful day, Roger.
Hey, yes, as well, I am also in the mobile heading down to work. I am currently in Ferndale heading down to Detroit. Over to you.
Roger. As I said that, enjoy your day and mobile safe there. Pleasure talking to you this morning.
Hey, you as well. Whiskey Sierra Hotel Echo, or Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822.
Alright, we'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WRZP 544, WRZP 820. Good morning up there, Bob. Hopefully your coffee's treating you well, as good as the weather, and always good to hear you out here.
Been my friend a long time, yeah. I'm on the mend. I started physical therapy, Tuesday last week. So, we're definitely on the improve, Roger.
Fantastic. That's good to hear.
Same to you. Mobile safe out there, and enjoy your day there. Roger.
All right, will do, Bob, you as well. And good luck with all that physical therapy, and, maybe turn yourself into, the million-dollar man there.
Good luck with that, Rogers. All right. Always a pleasure again. Hope you're enjoying that ICOM, and we'll talk again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, have a safe and good day, brother.
All right, will do. WRZT 820 clear.
Yeah, my son wanted to do Metal Masher, so I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And yeah, I found out I got the old oil cooler leak by going vertical, and then I, hey, that's not oil. you for the advice. Yeah, I'm sure either this fall or spring I'm gonna have to get after it. It's not leaking bad, but it was just enough that, you know, it made it smell interesting. Sounding okay? I think my antenna's kind of got a something janky going with it. I just pick up a little static when I'm driving, like something vibrating, like is connecting, disconnecting. This morning, so I'm on a little mobile pack with a little tiny little stick on the window. So, I'm just in my way to work here. I'm at Chicago Drive in Fort Sheldon right now in Hudsonville.
Jovan, you gotta go to school. Jovan!
That's not good.
Looking for donor.
Are you there? WIED 28. Is that you, line up? So is that you?
Back to my harbor. You hear me now? Over.
Zero. You hear me?
Roger that. Yeah, I got a copy on you. It's about half as good as you were on 600, over.
Yeah, but you got
3 bar.
On my
TV-20G,
that you are coming in at
3
bars only.
Copy that. No, you're coming in half strength or a little over.
There's nobody out there from Grand Rapids at all. Go ahead.
I heard him.
This is from Flint. Now somebody's trying to get in.
Copy that. Yeah, this 725, I rattle Detroit repeater. So I'm getting in to MIA through this, I don't know, must be Flint maybe. Over.
Go back at 600. Time to be a little bit later. We're going at 600. WIAP, 38.
Copy that, Jack. WRZX218. We're clear.
Mike's right. Ah, stretched. WSBY 676 to 690. We'll be back with you in a little while.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be out here until they tell me to go.
Okay. The antenna is inside the car right now, so you might not hear me for a few seconds.
Yeah, copy that. WRVV 690, clear.
WSBY 676, clear.
WRWF 516 Mobile, Monroe County, Michigan. I think I'm hearing the Flint MI-8 repeater in there too. I might be keying it up at the same time. Morning, Robert. Yeah, I was hearing several different Midwest repeaters this morning too, even out in the mobile. When I was taking one of the boys to school earlier, I was hearing Russiaville loud and clear here. Yeah, it's kind of fun when this happens. I don't know, some people don't really like it when conditions are enhanced and try and get into another repeater, but it is what it is. Yeah, I think they have a repeater up there in Sheboygan. I've talked to a guy off of that before as well.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good radio.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, 544, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Good morning, sir. Hopefully your morning goes well, Roger.
Oh, it's still early in the morning, yet to be determined.
Isn't that the truth? All right, we'll wish you a safe and healthy day. How's that, Roger?
Okay, we can go with that. Same to you and yours as well. Yeah, we're out here heading from Vassar up to Saginaw. Somewhere just coming into Richville, I think, on 15 right now.
Good copy. Mobile safely there, and you and yours as well. Have a good day. Always a pleasure having you in my receive, sir. Enjoy. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final.
Roger that, 5-4. You have a safe and enjoyable day as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 will be listening.
WRZP 7-4, you're listening.
WRX 554, trying to reach out to the Lansing repeater. Anybody need a Lansing copy?
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 monitoring.
Good morning, 822. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile, just outside of Saginaw. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am doing pretty good here. I am not mobile. I am on my handheld here outside the Renston in downtown Detroit. Hitting the Detroit machine, but picking you up out of the Macomb machine for some reason. Back over to you.
Roger that. I'm coming to you off the Saginaw machine. Can I tell you which machine I'm hearing on? I'm assuming, since they're all linked together, I really don't understand it all, but either way, you're coming in super loud and clear, full quieting, sounding good up here.
All right, yep, I have you the same here. Name here is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta. Out here with one of my coworkers, and he's interested in getting either his GMRS or ham ticket. Trying to convince him to get both. But, yeah, just showing him some of the radio stuff here. Back over to you.
Very well, that's how I got into it myself, with somebody showing me years ago and finally bit the bullet and got the ticket not too long ago, a few months or so ago. But yeah, you know, that's the only way people are going to know about it anymore is by getting exposure to it. So, you know, thank you for doing that for him and, you know, to your friend there. I hope you find it interesting. Hope we'll be able to chat with you on the air sometime. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID.
Yeah, I'm still new to GMRS. I've had my ham ticket longer. I know third-party authorizations on ham, and he's gotten a few contacts on the ham bands. I think GMRS is different. I'm not sure on the GMRS third-party rules, or if they even call it third-party here on this side. But, yeah. On a break and figured while we were outside away from the office, we would fire the radio up for a minute. Back over to you.
Yeah, Brad, you know, and I mentioned it on my last key up there. I forgot my first name here is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo. Yeah, as far as I understand the ham radio rules, and it's been a long time since I've looked at them because I'm not taking it, I believe that a third party can operate your equipment as long as you are physically present at the time of the operation. Under GMRS, that is not the case. It has to be an immediate family member. However, it is a very broad list of what they consider immediate family there. Over.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was there, immediate family only, and unfortunately we don't look similar enough to say he's my brother, so can't get away with that one. But yes, I did look at the Part 95 rules and did notice that quite a very diverse list of what they consider immediate family. And I think we talked over the weekend here, Paige. Name sounds familiar. Call signs, I'm still trying to get down for GMRS. I remember the ham calls better than I do the GMRS calls. But we're going to have to cut it short here and get back up to work. Our break's over here. Thanks for the comeback here, Paige, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822.
Morning, WRWF 516, Monroe County, Michigan.
one is next.
Hello, hello, hello. Can this radio be heard?
No.
Anybody hear this radio?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Can anybody hear this radio? I hear a Roger beep.
Yep, I can hear you loud and clear, and I can hear a Roger beep.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, we can hear you loud and clear.
I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
You need to say your call sign.
Okay, now let's check and see if this radio works.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822. We got you here loud and clear.
Okay, station, one last time. Is this radio working?
How about you throw out a call sign there?
I'm just getting started in this stage. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I'm sorry.
Just don't forget to throw out your call sign.
This is Whiskey Sir Alpha Tango 580. Yes, sir. $35 for 10 years. Get yourself a license. You're going to be using the repeaters.
Thank you much. I'm working on it as you speak, sir.
Sounds good, sir. Good luck with that FCC website. Gee, that's a fun one to use and navigate.
Looks to me, you sit in somebody's garage taking the test. One other thing I don't understand, it's a GMRS station, why do I need a license?
WSAG 266, portable.
Good morning there, 266, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, how you doing today?
Good. Doug and Carol here. How's it going?
This page. We QSO'd yesterday there.
Copy that. You're going to have to give me your name again. I got the voice down pat, but the name, I didn't get it.
First name is Paige. Papa Alpha India Golf Echo.
Page, correct.
That is correct.
Copy that. Well, now I'll try to remember that. I'm good with voices, terrible with names. Yeah, kind of waiting around from a call from the vet to kind of get my cat in. He's ailing pretty bad, so sort of hanging out on the radio bit till we get a phone call to get over there and over to Vassar.
Yeah, copy that. How was your trip to the, your day at the beach, rather?
It was a lot of fun. You know, we went out on the boat for a little bit. The girls didn't like it too much because they're required to wear life jackets, so they were super hot having to wear them. But, you know, other than that, though, it was a lot of fun. It's a good time swimming and eating and just hanging out. It was a good day.
Excellent. I hope you have you and your kids and nieces and nephews have plenty more of those.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, but it's two nieces and then my two sons. So there's four of them. They're ranging in age from 5 all the way up to 17. So, yeah, we all definitely have our hands full with them, but, you know, it's definitely worth it. Wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Yeah, they got a lot to learn, and, you know, it's always good to have a, you know, somebody around like you to keep them on the straight and narrow as best as possible.
Yeah, and, you know, they're really blessed in the sense that they've got four adults in the house, so, you know, there's never a time when there's not somebody for them to go to.
Oh, that's good news. Oh, Paige, did you ever get them on GMRS?
I'm working on it. My niece's birthday was yesterday. She just turned 8, and as I was chatting away yesterday, you know, her typical response whenever I pick up the mic and key up is, you know, are you like an FBI agent or something? So I don't think she really quite understands it yet.
Well, maybe turn it back around on her and say, hey, you want to be one too?
Hey, yeah, that's a great idea. I'll have to look into that. Yeah. I was just talking to someone earlier today. I also got to look in the regulations. I know that they're pretty broad about family member access. I'm just not sure if I think nieces and nephews are covered under that, but I'd have to check and see for sure. But I don't think anybody would care if I'm yapping away and I let them, one of them jump on there and say hi real quick. I don't think I'm going to go to prison for that. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Friday.
Yeah, roger that. As far as I know, nieces and nephews are covered under your call sign. But, yeah, it's a good idea to double-check the regs, but that's what I recall. But, yeah, that's what it's all about, is to get the family involved with GMRS. And, you know, they'll either, you know, run with it or not, and hopefully they will. And next thing you know is they'll go, well, hey, hey, Dad or hey, Uncle, I need to get my own radio, which is good. And it's going to cost a few bucks, but it'd be worth it, in my opinion.
I got a few really cheap portables laying around that we use when we convoy. We just go on FRS and use them back and forth. But I could easily put GMRS on there, and the radio is costing me next to nothing. Yeah, I'd love to be able to get them into it at some point in time. Other than that, I do remember the regulations being extremely broad as to what covers a family member. But, yes, like you said, I agree. It's always better to double-check. Don't want to get anybody all upset over it.
Yeah, agreed. Again, it's pretty broad, and I think as long as they're a family member, they're covered, and I don't think anybody's enforcing that, unless it's the local repeater operators. But I think anything to get family members in there it would be doable, more than doable. But that's just my opinion.
I agree with that. I was chatting with somebody earlier today. They were on their lunch break or some kind of an office break, and they had a coworker that was out there and was kind of exposing him to GMRS a little bit, and this person was also a ham operator, so his friend had also been exposed to ham through him, and that's the only way people are going to get into this anymore is if we expose them to it. You probably ask the majority of common folk, you know, if they want to get on GMRS and they have absolutely no clue whatsoever what you're talking about. I think half the population, if you ask them if they were on CB, wouldn't even know what that is anymore.
Yeah, agreed. Hey, Paige, if you got a piece of paper and a pencil handy, I'm going to pass my, email address over to you.
Yeah, about 15 seconds or so here. I've got to get off on the side of the road here, but no worries. Give me 1 second.
Alrighty, Doug, you can go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's pretty easy. First two letters are going to be AD Alpha Delta, number 8. Last two letters is MS Mike Sierra at yahoo.com.
Right, and on the confirmation there, that's Alpha Delta 8, number 8, Mary Sam at yahoo.com.
Correct. Yeah, just drop me a line. I got some stuff I want to share with you that's related to some of our conversation here, and I think you might be interested, or you could, find people that might be interested in it. All right, Paige, hey, I'm going to call it for now and get out and do something here and try to stay cool. And I hope you're having a great day, and it sounds like you had a good time yesterday with your family. I'll be back, or I'll be clear on your final. 88 MS. That's my other call. WSHG 266, and I'm clear on your final.
Alrighty, copy that. You have yourself a good day too. Hope everything works out well with your cat. And we will definitely talk to you later. I'll drop you an email sometime this afternoon or this evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, and we will be listening.
I'll be looking for it in 73.
WSAF 413 monitoring out of Swartz Creek.
WSDD 439 monitoring.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 monitoring.
WRVV 690 mobile.
WSCH 795, good afternoon. This is Mike 7795, saying hello.
Well, good afternoon, sir. WRGP 544, Sheboygan County, for Roger.
Well, hello, 544. This is Mike 795. I'm northbound on 75 mobile. It looks like coming up to exit 117A. That's at I-69. How you doing today?
Glad to hear you on the radio and traveling safe there. If it was any better, it'd probably be illegal. I'm hanging out indoors today with the AC and the dogs, Roger.
You're coming in real strong on an HT on that, it looks like we're on the Flint 725 right now. Coming in loud and clear.
You as well. I'm Mr. Boygan Repeater 675 and Mr. Kid Radio H8. I can't complain. I'm not in the radio shack. This is what I've usually got on my hip. Then again, I did pick up an H3 and haven't tore into it yet, Roger.
Did you, I didn't quite copy. You said that you were on the Sheboygan repeater?
Roger that. I'm on the Sheboygan repeater up here on 675, Roger.
Yep, I'm hearing you loud and clear down here on Flint, once again, the MIA guys, you got to thank them. They do a nice job.
They do. I concur wholeheartedly there. I'm a veteran myself, and I don't get around as I should, so it's nice to know when I go out hunting and fishing there, or just around town. My wife travels downstate quite a bit, but we can keep in touch, so we're blessed to have the system. Well, sir, keep doing what you're doing there. I'll keep an ear out for you. If I'm not in the shape. We've got the HT on her hip there, so travel safe, and best to you and yours. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Thank you. Out monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile listening.
I think it was 810, it was WSC8, 795. Good afternoon, sir. How are you today? This is Mike. Northbound mobile, exit 125.
Copy that. I missed the second part of your call, 795, I believe you said, or 755. First thing over here is Bay, stop at Alpha India Golf Echo, and I'm just outside of Vassar heading towards Carroll right now.
Well, all I heard is Vassar, unfortunately. This is 795 Mike. I just turned down the volume on my mic just a tiny bit. Maybe you can hear me a little bit better. I hear you clear. I'm just not copying. There's a little bit of modulation. You may have to adjust. But I can still hear you. I'm picking you up on the Flint 725 repeater.
You're a little bit scratchy there, so I don't know if it's you or me. I'm coming in on the Mayville repeater right now.
You're coming in loud and clear. I'm just it's just not quite hearing all the TX.
Switch machines there, switch over to the Bay City one, let me see if that's any better for you.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. I can hear you better out of the Bay City one, if that's what you said.
Yeah, you can hit the Mayville one pretty good. Bay City's quite a bit away yet, but, where I'm at right now, I could probably hit, let's see, Mayville, Bay City, Saginaw, and if I left my big toe in the right direction, I could probably hit Flint as well.
Yeah, if you're on the Bay City one, that's the one that's working best for you right now. It's on my end here. I'm mobile here at Brent Run Creek, whatever that is. It's north. I'm north of Flint, Flushing. I'm still on the Flint repeater. Over.
Yeah, if I heard you correctly, you're probably up there by exit 133, which is Birch Run. So yeah, if you're heading north there, you might want to try to hit the Saginaw or the Mayville one if you got them in your system. I unfortunately don't have all the freaks memorized right now.
Yeah, when I get up a little bit there, up a little bit farther, I'll try to hit that one up there. And I do real well when I get up on top of that Z bridge. But I'll call off when I get a little bit closer. I'm at Chesaning right now, exit 131. So it's just south of first one, really, what you were talking about. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, 131, you're down there in Clio, right there by Walmart. So then you'll hit the Birch Run, and then after that, you're going to hit Bridgeport, which is just outside of Saginaw there.
Yeah, I'm starting to lose that, the Flint 725 just a little bit. Going out a little bit. If you stay on, I'll try to bump you when I get a little bit north. WSTA 795, I'll be clear and out of that one. Nice talking to you.
Hey, roger that. If you hear me, I'm going to be mobile for about another 15 minutes or so I'll get the air out for you. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, we'll be listening.
WSTI 783 mobile to base, copy. WSTI 392 mobile to WSTI 73 mobile. This is 783, go ahead. Hello, hello. Out here shopping with Harrison. You guys around town? Yep, we're going to Dunham's to get a shade canopy for soccer practice tonight. Is that for Harrison or is that for you? ...392, did you copy? I did not. All I heard was static and then the response beep. I said, are you going shopping for Harrison or is that for you? Probably a little bit of both. Copy that. WSCI 783 mobile to base. Base, do you copy?
783, this is base. Copy.
I'm on my way home.
Copy that.
I'm going to pick up the package on my way.
I'm calling out for WSCI 783.
This is 783. Is that Harrison, my boy?
We just arrived at Dunham's Sports Pit to get this canopy for soccer tonight and probably a ball.
Copy that. Make sure you drink lots of electrolytes because it's a hot one out there. Copy.
All right, this is WCI 392. I'll give you guys a shout on the way back.
783, copy.
783 base. I don't know if you heard my transmission. I'm going to pick up the package and save you a trip. Copy.
783 to mobile, copy that.
All right, see if you, WSTI 783 mobile, on standby.
WSTI 783,
base, standby. 983. The station out there, 983 WIUG 48, copy. Nothing heard on station 983 WIUG 48, clear.
WIZP 544, WIUG 488. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob. How you doing today?
I'm upright and blessed to enjoy another beautiful northern Michigan day, Roger.
Sure, yeah, very nice day. 90 degree weather here. This way, Roger.
Roger that. We're currently sitting here outside of Indian River at 88 degrees. Clear blue skies and light and variable west winds at 10 to 12 knots. Roger.
Roger, Bob, that's good. Very, very good weather. Roger.
That it is. We got our honeydew list and our chores done before the sun come up, so we're soaking up some AC here this afternoon. Great conditions this morning. I had several conversations with folks there in Toledo and Cincinnati, Roger.
Did that, Bob. Oh, you did good. I was up this morning at 6:30. Randall. We didn't hear nobody, but it was a lot of Maybell repeater was coming in from Michigami. There were a lot of people out that way talking.
Roger that. Well, you keep hydrated as well, Jack. That mom there gave that youngin' some good info there. It's one of them days to keep that water flowing in them electrolytes, brother. Take care. We'll talk to you later, I'm sure, Jack. We'll catch you this evening. I want to pass you along my email tonight. WIZP 544, clear monitoring the frequency after you, sir.
No problem. I will give you my email tonight. and you can email me and put your phone number, because I like to talk to you. You know, I can't be talking on the radio all the time. Roger.
Roger that. We'll definitely get on the landline now, and we'll talk ham radio as well. So I look forward to it, Jack, as always. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. You're deeply appreciated here at MIA. WIZP 544, clear, monitoring the frequency on your final, sir.
Do the same, Bob. You take care and you have a good day. And don't do nothing from the other side. Catch you later. WIUG 48.
WSCH 795, quick shout out to Jack 48. I'm mobile, making that flip from 75 to US 10. Just wanted to shout out real quick and say hey to you.
Oh, that station 795. You're really sounding good, and I'm over here on 59. Roger, really sounding good, and good to hear from you. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. Mike 795 again. Just wanted to say hey to you. WSCH 795, I'll be monitoring.
Thank you. Keep it up. No problem at all. I will talk to you. No problem at all. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. WSAG 266, mobile.
GPS 386 mobile.
WSC style 783 mobile to base, copy. WSCI 783 mobile to base, you copy.
WSCI, do I do?
Hey, 392, what's going on? You got practice today?
Yeah,
okay, what time do you have to leave?
45.
Oh, okay. I'm here with your Uncle Jeff and Uncle Robert. We're just heading out to do some festivities. Come back with that.
I can pick up Dad so he doesn't have to play soccer today.
Isn't Dad taking you to practice?
Yeah, come pick him up.
We won't be able to do that. We're not heading that way.
So you're gonna do the Irish goodbye and Daddy?
Well, I don't think so.
All right, enjoy your time. This is gonna be after night two. I'm clear.
All right, have a good one, and make sure you drink plenty of water. This is WFCI 783. I'm on standby.
Before I do so, how many cars do you think we got at the store?
What?
How many power rates do you think we got at Walmart today?
Did you buy the ones I normally get?
Yeah, sugar.
Yeah, roger that. I just bought 10. How many did you guys buy?
Six.
How much?
Six.
What flavor did you get?
Blue.
You know me, I got the orange and the green. All right, well, listen, you have yourself a good one. This is WSC 783. I'm clear after your final.
WSBZ 713, do you copy? 713. WSBS 311 clear. This is WINW 329, we're monitoring.
Good afternoon, sir. WIZP 544.
Good afternoon to you, Bob. How are you doing there this fine afternoon? Enjoying the weather up there?
Actually, I'm inside with the air conditioner until the sun starts to set. Roger.
I copy that. Yes, it's quite warm out, but I'm outside here working the barbecue. Hopefully get in the pool. We'll see how that works out. But yes, another nice day. I figure a couple of more weeks here, and then it might be start to slowly go downhill. What do you think?
That's what the old Farmer's Almanac says there. Yeah, congratulations on the pool. And whatever you're cooking, do enjoy. Currently 98 degrees. There isn't a leaf blowing up here in the wind. And clear skies, Roger.
I copy that. We got a few clouds here and there. I rode my motorcycle into work. I've never ever heard my fans come on as liquid cooled, but when I got home, yeah, that thing was, the fans were on high. I think that's the hottest it's ever got. I was about to fall off it, but I made it home all right.
I do that. Spent many a day with my legs spread across a hobby in the heat. They do tend to get warm, brother. All right. Well, enjoy your cookout in your pool there, and always a pleasure to hear you in my receive. You know that. Take care. As always, the best to you and yours. WRCT 544, clear monitoring the frequency after you, sir.
Hi, Bob. Nice talking to you. Appreciate the comeback. 73 is to you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon or evening, and we'll talk to you again. WRNW 329 clear.
WY438 on the band.
Station 966, go ahead. WIUG 48.
How you doing this hot day, Jeff?
I'm doing fine. I'm not outside. I'm inside. Roger.
Roger, Jeff.
Go ahead, Brian. WIG 48. I know you too much scratchy. I don't know why.
Probably the area I was sitting in, but, yeah, I was working in the chapel at the church, no air conditioning, getting out of there, now I get to go home and jump in the pool. Roger?
Sure, that is the best thing to do, jump in the pool.
I only got a couple weeks left of that before I have to close that down. You know, once it stops getting hot, that is.
Yeah, that's the last holiday. Well, the kids go back to school. They went back to school today, I heard.
Yeah, some of them were back today. Some of them don't go back until after the holiday. The week after the holiday is supposed to be in the 80s, and then it's supposed to cool off. I think I'll give it a week, maybe two after the holiday, and then I'm shutting it down.
Maybe, yeah, a couple of weeks after the holiday, you'll be okay. You can swim, you know. I mean, September is not bad. And maybe middle of September it should do it. Roger?
Last year my goal was the same, but circumstances had me closing it in October, and it was chilly. But, you know, it happens. So anyways, yeah, these hot blasts, I still got the pool open at least.
I stayed inside today. You know, I mean, I went outside a little bit, but I stayed inside. Roger?
I don't blame you. I got off work at 11. I went to the house and cleaned the window on the truck because I had some smooshes on there and some bug guts that were bothering me. And then I went and I did what I did at the chapel. So, yeah, slightly dehydrated, drinking a gallon of water before I am done tonight. And, you know, all that good stuff, but I couldn't hide in the air conditioning. Well, I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Did you finish that job out that way?
It's done for now. I got more to do when the rest of the equipment comes in, but first camera's mounted and online. Roger.
Roger that. Now you're sounding good. Now you're sounding really good. And this is WIUG 48.
Yeah, believe it or not, I was talking to you on a handy talkie while I was driving home. And I just backed in the driveway, so I should be okay now.
You take care. I know you're in the driveway, so you take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Roger. You have a good one, Jack. WRFX 966.
WSAG 266, monitoring.
WSDY 438 in the herd, Shepherd, Shepherd, Michigan.
WIUG 488.
Hello, Jack. 488. WSDY 438. How you doing tonight?
I was all day under the air. I had the air on at the house. I went out just now because it's about almost 6 o'clock. Well, a little bit, Roger.
Yeah, I was out there for a little while myself. 90 degrees or 92 or something here in Shepherd. Hot day. Gotta enjoy that air conditioning.
Yeah, you're right. I enjoyed the air conditioning. Well, I'm just sitting in the car right now and it's saying 101.
Oh man, yeah. Gotta leave them windows down a little bit here out daylight today, that's for sure. Yeah, but it's a hot one, no doubt about it.
Good to hear you from there, from Shepherd, Roger.
Thanks. Always good to hear you too, buddy. Appreciate the shout back. You have a great night there. WSDY 438 will be quickly on your final. Thanks again.
No problem, buddy, anytime. Hey, anytime you give us a shout, I will talk to you. WIUG 48.
Good man, Jack. Appreciate you. Take care. WSDY 438.
WRXC 338. WRXC 338, standing by. Am I getting in on the 625? WRSC 338 for radio check.
WRSC 338, you're coming in loud and clear.
Copy that. Thanks for the contact.
WSDY 438, Shepherd, Michigan. We heard the radio check, sounding good. We're clear.
WSDJ 347 monitoring.
It's not your radio.
Thanks for the comeback. I guess it's just a quiet night.
RBG 8296.
USPS 386.
WRMZ 640.
WROL 464. Good evening.
How are you doing?
PCH here. Put some trying to organize. I actually got yelled at by my wife for having it messy, so I'm trying to clean my stuff up. What are you into this evening?
Just heading home to go play with the dog.
Yeah, roger that. Actually, I got one staring at me here. Looks like he needs to go outside.
Very good. Where are you out of? Where are you talking from? That didn't work very good. Try it again.
The house. Rochester, 675 McComb repeater.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, Mount Clemens repeater. So, had to make sure I was on GMRS. Wasn't sure what was that. So, very good. Yeah, just tooling home. The other band was kind of quiet, so I figured I'd say hello and see what was going on in the world.
Pretty much is it, the heat of the word, at least for the next few days. So stay cool and travel safe, brother. WROL 464 clear on your final.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for calling back. You have a great day. Handles Wally. WRMZ 640.
I'm Ben. Talk to you soon, Wally. Be good.
WRPA805. WRPA805. WRVJ258. WRPA805, WRVJ258 calling.
WSBQ 996 monitoring channel.
WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSAN 930 Taco, this is WSAN 930 Actual.
WRZZ 873, standing by.
WRPB 448, standing by as well. How you doing this lovely evening? Trying to stay cool without air conditioning. It's about 80 degrees upstairs in my bedroom right now, but I'm doing well. How about yourself? Over.
I'm not too shabby right now. It's a little bit warm down there. It's humid, but I can deal with it. Over.
I recognize you. You're relatively new. Recognize your voice. Good to hear you again. How are you enjoying the radio gig? Over.
There's something to do. Over.
Yeah, you're starting to come in a little bit choppy. Are you on an HT, or are you in your car? Do you know what repeater you might be running off of? Just curious. Over.
I'm running. Hold on. 1 second. I'm going to take Craig your cable right now, over.
Okay, you're coming in a lot better now. Am transmitting through the Flint repeater on a base station in my house.
Okay. Is it the combo radio CB or just GMLS oval?
Just the GMRS. I'm not sure if there is a combination GMRS CB. If there is, I haven't seen it.
I think there might be, but I haven't seen one in a long time.
Copy that. Maybe something from days past. Well, no, mine's pretty modern. In fact, it's only a couple months old. Over.
Okay. Oh, I'm thinking about the CB ham radio. It was a GMLS. I'm sorry, I had the plane called over. I had both of them on there.
All right, you started off clear. You're starting to fuzz out a little bit. But yeah, this particular radio is GMRS only. On the other side of my radio table, I've got a couple different CBs, one capable of sideband, one capable of FM. I don't believe in having all your eggs in one basket.
I copy that. Do you have a talk on the CB? Oval?
Only in the earlier morning hours, about 8, 9 maybe, but since I've been able to link to a repeater, I've been on GMRS primarily. I took the CB out of the car and put the GMRS back then. I go back and forth. Over.
Yeah, I copy that. If you have a strong enough CB, hell, you can be able to talk to Brad Roberts. 50 watts is all you need with CB. Oval.
Yeah, my CBs are stock at 4 watts. I almost got into a linear amplifier, but I kind of didn't want to take my radio part to have it worked on. Plus, the airwaves are really bad lately, and I'm in a valley. It's amazing my GMR gets out at all, but the lakes that are across the street from me are a straight shot in line with a Flint repeater. Over.
Yeah, somehow we people sound not too shabby. They pretty decent.
Okay, you're coming in really good right now, so wherever you're doing, keep doing that. I was in the middle of something, kind of, when I heard you, and I definitely wanted to reach out and say hello. This is WRPB 448 for identification.
Yeah, WRZZ873. I used to be on CB radio and on channel 14, and there was rude and obnoxious, and they were rude and obnoxious, oval, and that's why I'm on GMLS right now, oval.
Yeah, the GMRS community is much more responsible than, you know, what you hear on, you know, the AM CB. But I listened to Channel 20, which, again, is a bunch of retired auto workers, I think, or at least a couple that are, you know, out of Flint. And they conduct themselves very nice in the morning, and then it all goes to you-know-what. Over.
Yeah, I copy that. It's not pretty anymore.
that's why I'm not on the CB radio anymore. Because there's nothing but bullies on AM. Well, there used to be. I don't know about anymore, but there used to be bullies on AM.
Yeah, I primarily got the CB radios just because I wanted to reawaken myself. Again, I played with them when I was a kid. But also, I'm right next to I-75. So, you know, I figure that's a good information highway. Over.
Yeah, and pretty much they are more reliable than cell phone is. Over.
Yeah, I'm much happier monitoring GMRS than I am AMCB. Well, look, I'm going to wrap it up here for a bit. I'll still be monitoring, but I've got just a couple things I'm messing around with right now. It's good to hear from you again. This is WRPB 448. I am clear on your final.
Yes, this is WOTZ873. By the way, my name is James. Over.
Yeah, I was going to get back with you. My name is Turt. We have spoken before. Like I said, I recognize your voice. I look forward to speaking with you again. Again, WRPB. 448 clear.
Oh, thank you very much for that handshake. I'm standing by.